kiss me over and over again. Even when I'm not deserving.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church. Make some noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
There may be times in your life when nothing seems to go your way. So dark, you search for me to find a light of day. Don't you feel this courage? No, 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 no. Whenever things go wrong, just remember that God is so well watching you. From an
Robert and Paul, I want you to do something for me. This song was wrote by Reverend Jane Cleveland and Casella George in memories of Casella George. I want y'all to sing this song, Walk Around Heaven All Day. And Robert, don't let Paul sing it all. You hear me? You know what I want you to do? Sing, Paul.
One of these mornings.
Sing, Paul.
It won't be long. You'll look for me, and I'll be gone. Lord,
sing, Paul.
I'm going to a place I'll have nothing to do but just walk around.
Take your time.
I'll sing and shout. Nobody will be able to put me out. No, no, no. My mother will be waiting. And my father, too, will join.
It's about your time. Come here, Robert. Come here, Robert. Come here, Robert. Sing, Robert.
Has he been good to you?
Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I just don't think we need to complain about nothing.
Thank you.
He been good to us.
Thank
he allowed us to see some things that we never seen before.
Ooh, Lord.
He allowed us to do some things in his body that had never been done before. That's why we ought to tell him thank you every day of our life. He's good. He's good. Today we thank God and all honor to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit that governs us on this earth while we're yet here. On planet Earth.
Thanks,
the Holy Spirit is the one that governs us.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to God for that.
Yes, Lord.
To all the ministers of the gospel, according to Jesus Christ,
amen.
And the fulfillment of the ministry of Jesus Christ, we thank God for that. I want to say to this family in Christ, New Scott Baptist Church, membership, friends, relatives, those that's visiting with us today, it's an honor. And we all should realize that he's been good to me.
Yes, he has.
That's personal,
yes.
Been good to me, that's personal. He's been good to all of us.
Amen.
So we need to give much heed as we possibly can to him, for him being so good to us.
Yes.
I used to sing the song, but he was better than me. And I've been to my own self. And that's good. When I was ignorant, he took care of me. And I ought to be able to say, thank you, Lord. Huh? I ain't had the sense enough to know he was doing good to me. And now that I realize how good he was to me, I ought to be able to say thank you. Then I want my little daughter here. I see she on the crutch, and I thank God for her and her husband. And if Doc told you to shut up, you stood up. Thank God for you, baby. Sit down next time.
It's all right.
In 2 Corinthians, 10 chapters, verse 1 through 5. We're going to look at a few things right quick and try to get out of here. We have another event today going on, and I don't want y'all to run over me today trying to get to me to get a ticket. Just take your time. From 2 Corinthians 10, 1 through 5. And it says this, and I want you to hear what the word says. Then I'm going to look at it a little bit and talk to you a little bit about it. And I believe that we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. The Apostle Paul said that, and we're going to do a little scenario this morning. See, now I, Paul, beseech you by the mercies and the gentleness of Christ, who is in prison, am based among you, being absent and bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence. Wherewith if I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh.
All right, right.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
That's right.
Casting down imaginations and every high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
May be seen.
Talk to me a little while, Doctor.
If God fights your battle, you have the victory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If the Lord fights your battle, you already won.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We're governed by leadership all over the earth. I don't care where you go, somebody's over you.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how high your job is, somebody's still over you.
Yes.
Even the President of the United States of America, he got somebody over him. He got advisors and then God over him.
Amen.
And the Bible reminds me from the book of Romans, say all power that exists on the face of the earth come from God. Sometimes we abuse our power, but it still comes from God.
Right.
See, there was no power but the power of God that came from heaven. And we here as disciples for Christ Jesus, you know what we got to do? We got to monitor that power that on this earth. We don't let the devil monitor us. We monitor the devil. And we got to keep him out. I know we say all the time, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. That ain't going to do the devil nothing. You got to have authorities to do
that.
You
got
to be empowered by God in order to rebuke the devil. See, he know that's the sound of brass and temple assembly. That's all that is. You hear a lot of religious folks holler, Satan, I rebuke you, in the name of Jesus. That ain't going to do nothing. Ain't nothing going to happen. You got to demand him by your lifestyle. You got to demand him by walking against him, not raising hell. Now, y'all going to be a little upset with me taking communion today. You can't get mad, right? Okay. So oftentimes, we get upset. The deacon board have a deacon meeting, and they get upset on the deacon board. The preachers have a preacher's conference. They cuss each other out. Y'all didn't know that, did you? I guess y'all need to go around a little more like I do. I go everywhere all the time, and I just sit and listen. I don't do no lot of talking. When I go somewhere, I sit down and listen. I don't need to be seen. I'm popular already.
All right.
So then I learned, I don't know everything. I learned day by day how to live this life on this earth.
Yes.
There's always something coming up I hadn't heard before. So I take heed to it. I go back and get my book and see if it's in the book. If it's in the book, then I'm going to use it. Because that's God's word. The Apostle Paul here, and I need to put myself in that channel, Lionel Smith, to New Scholar Baptist Church. I beg you. I plead with you. I plead. I beg. I honestly contend for the mercy, for the peace that come from God to be in us.
Amen.
I plead that. There's some people, I look at the stuff they running for president, and when you get up there and stay in the spirit of God, you be humble and mild-minded, they say he too weak. He too weak. But I heard the word of God in the 5th chapter of Matthew said to
meek
shall inherit earth. And you let somebody brainwash you, tell you got to raise hell in order to be a king? That's crazy. How we let the world dictate to us? The book tell us, now if you stay in the book, y'all, the Bible said we're going to be judged by the things that's written in the book. So why is we letting folks come up and tell us what to do, brainwash us and tell us this is the way it ought to be? You do it the way the Bible say do it. And you seal until the day of redemption. And then you got people here, and since he say, now I Paul, I'm telling you, here Smith, Lionel Smith, Servant Smith, you don't got to call me all them other names, Servant Smith, I'm pleading with you. I'm begging that you have the same mercy in you and gentleness in you that Christ had in him. That's what I'm asking. And see, Christ right now is in our presence because the word is before us and the spirit is going through the congregation just seeking who he can land on, who he can land in. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. And if you open yourself up and fix yourself so the Holy Spirit come large in you, you're going to be in the peace and the love of God. You know how to be gentle. You know how to be kind. I know everybody in this house tired of church folks raising hell all the time. We're supposed to be the most peaceful people in the universe. I had never dreamed of. I thought anything happen, I can run to the church, and it's going to be all right. Somebody lied to me. That may be the worst place to run to. And it's a shame, though. Because by the time I get to the back door, it was CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, all of them got it, and they put me in the mud pond before I get back to my house. Let the peace and the love of God abide in you. Let the gentleness of God abide in you, what's in Christ Jesus. And to say, this is what it means, say, Jesus is already in our presence, because he in you, he in us. So why can't you let him live? Why want to kill him? Why we want to bring him back to open shame again? How many people, don't raise your hand though, because you'll tell your friend how you, how many people here want to live bad every day? Fight, cuss, beat up one another. Who like that? Don't raise your hand, your friend ain't going to see you raise your hand. But that's what the Bible is telling us. We ought to seek the peace and the love of God every day of our life. I want to be around people all the time that don't never talk down on me, don't do nothing. Hey, my brother, it's all right, my brother. Thank you, man. Let's go over here and do this together. And I don't want to run anybody around me trying to exalt themselves, because you're hurting somebody else. Just be who you are. I'm not Billy Graham, I'm Lionel Smith. Do y'all know that? Can y'all see the difference? Okay, then thank y'all. The book says, I'm here in the presence of you. I don't need to send no voice and no letter to you. I'm right here with you. And I need to talk to you the way God say talk, humble, gentle, and meek. The book say every preacher, this go for every preacher in the universe, don't you rule by constraint. Don't you pastor to making people do things. You tell them what to do and go about your business. How many people like that? Think about the churches in America. How many churches in America come up and you don't try to make people do things, just say, the Lord say, the scriptures say, this is the way you need to do. And we just take it and go run with it and do it just like the scriptures say. How many churches, how many preachers in America do that? How many preachers in America come on, I'm the pastor. What I say, you better do it. Now that's out of order with God. God will never bless that preacher. He'll never bless that preacher because he don't do that. He say, don't do that. The meek shall what? Inherit the earth. Let's get hold of something. We ain't got nothing. Now why you want to raise hell? Don't ever have nothing. We got to be bold and do it like God say do it. And then he say, and when I come to you, watch this. Now this is a letter off. Paul and Timothy said this. Now this is what he say. He said, now if it's best that when I come to you, I still can be humble. But some people I'm going to have to be rough on. That's the one that's against me. The one that talk against me, I'm going to have to be rough on. But I'm not going to change my diet. What I'm going to do is just speak the same word and read them and be rough on them because they're rejecting me. They're rejecting me. And when you reject me, you're rejecting God. That's provided that I'm in the Word. Y'all don't hear that, do you? Yes, sir. If I'm not in the Word, you're supposed to reject me. But if I'm in the Word, you're supposed to what? Do what the Word say. Look beyond me. See, I may not look good enough for you. Look around me and see the goodness of God. And if you can't see him through me, you need to move me. And get somebody else that you can see. See, I'm a firm believer in that. I'm on the team because the owner like me. I'm in the starting lineup. Can't don't know how to spell ball. But I'm in the starting lineup. That's wrong. We do that in church sometimes. You ain't got no business doing what you're doing, but because somebody like you and got a good name and say, I want him or her to be here, they put you there, you don't even know what you're doing. That's pitiful. The Lord gonna judge every one of us according to our works, whether they be good or whether they be bad. He gonna judge us by that, not what somebody else tell us. It's what we said that count. He say, and I say this to you, I don't ever want to be bold and bigoted with the church congregation. I just don't feel that. I don't feel I need to be bold. I'm bold enough now. You get too bold, you're going to have everybody in the church hating you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Rev didn't have to say it like that. Just as he did, everybody ain't where he is. All you do is just start eat a little bit, and then you'll be a big boy, big girl. Just keep eating a little, and you're going to grow up. That's all it's saying. You're going to mature in the faith of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said here, and when I come before you, I got confidence. I got assurance. I can trust you. I can give you anything I got. I know it's going to be taken care of. I can give the scripture to you. I know you're going to handle it right. You ain't going to take the scripture and try to, what the lady was singing this morning, try to just make money off the scripture. I never will forget, I was in Kansas City, Missouri, and at the big conference, the national conference, and a fellow walking to me in with some tapes. And I was crazy all my days, so y'all understand me. And he came up to me and he said, "Preacher," I said, "Yeah. I want to send you one of these tapes, show you how to preach." I said, "I don't want your tape, but here the change." "Yeah, you poor rascal." I just told him straight out, you know. "And he gonna bring me a tape to tell me how to preach. God sent me to preach. He gonna tell me how to preach." Now y'all better catch on now. You better catch on to what God is saying. The word is the only thing gonna save you. The word is the only thing gonna judge you. The word is the only thing gonna grow you. You can't grow no other way but by the word. And we got to handle the word, huh? Like you got sheepskin gloves on. Don't worry about what they say, he say, she. What, the Pilgrim Traveling Doctrine? He say, she say, they say. But then this is what I say, somebody lying, huh? You need to have the word in you. You need to walk according to the word of God. Here Paul and Timothy begging and pleading, but Paul's speaking of himself right now. He don't have Timothy in there right now. He's speaking of himself that when I do come to you, I'm handling you right. I want to talk right to you. I don't want to talk crazy to you. I want to treat you right like I want to be treated. I want to handle you. I want to do just what God told me to do. I want to let you do the same thing. We done messed up America churches. We done messed up America churches. Everybody want to be a big dog now. And all you got to do is just be a dog. And if your master keep feeding you, you'll come to be a big dog. Am I right or wrong? Come talk to me. The scripture tell me, say, Apollos ain't nobody. Paul ain't nobody. Paul planted, Apollos water, but God give the increase with being interpreted. He grow you. God grow you. Nobody else can do it but God. So whatever duty you have in the church, fulfill it with everything within your being. And God gonna provide for you. But now don't make yourself be famous. Let yourself be famous. Don't make yourself be famous. I tell my sister there, I said, "When you sing," there she is, I can talk to her. I said, "When you sing, just go on out the way. Don't worry about nobody in here. Just sing. Just sing. Don't worry about it. Don't shut your eyes and holler. That's all you got to do. Just shut your eyes and sing. Because guess who you're singing for? The Lord. Even though you're trying to bring a choir with you, you just got to sing. You spell or sing and do what God told you. He ain't going to curse me for that. He gonna curse you because I done told you several times. You're saying. And then, Lord help us. Help us, Lord. We as natural men and women, natural people, which constitute the flesh. That's the natural body that constitute the flesh. We as natural people. We living in a natural earth. We living among people, material possessions. We live in where everything is physical that we see with our eye. But our relationship with God is not physical. No. It's spiritual. Amen. God is a spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So Smith, what are you saying? You going crazy, boy. I'm saying this. To worship God, it ain't just me kicking and stomping and jumping. The thing that's inside of me, the thing that's inside of me, which is the Holy Spirit, what it do, he energizing. I can't hold my peace. I cannot hold my peace when the Spirit of God get inside of me. I can't just sit still and be. The inside of me got to express the outside of me. The inside of me determine who I am or who I work for. Whoever your master is, just watch them. You'll see who their master is. So all you can do is look at them with the physical eye. You know. But people say quick, you can't judge me. Not your can't call them to Matthew 7. You can't judge nobody. But I tell you what, I can look at you, tell you a peace tree, and I see figs coming off. I know something wrong. Huh? There's something wrong there. That ain't judging. That's just looking at Jesus when they got home, him and the disciples, going into the city. He said, look, look at that pretty tree.
That's
good
right.
God
that's
Almighty, look at it.
That's right.
He said, coming out, he said, go get some fish so we can have a little breakfast.
Uh-huh.
He said, Lord, ain't nothing known. It's cursing.
Right. Curse it, that's right.
Curse it, let it fall to pieces. We don't need nothing. If it don't bring forth no fruit, cut it down. Isn't that amazing? Why we don't see the word as that? When all this stuff going on right now, all over the nation now, you know that's of the devil, but we scared to say it, amen. Because we go offend our brother, our sister. We scared to tell the truth. I'm telling the truth, y'all. I stand before God this day. I know I'm right. I don't need nobody to amen me. I know. When you stand up and the God told you to do it this way, and you going over here and do it this way, you're not of God, but you don't want me to tell you that. With me and you getting an argument right now, one of us ain't said peace. One of us getting an argument, one of us not fixed. Rev, you're going too far, and I ain't going far enough. If I walk in the flesh, and I get in confrontation with you, we're in, both of us in the flesh now. We're arguing, so that determines both of us in the flesh, right? One of us should have good sense not to get into it. So, but if both of us in an argument now, and you know a preacher can't cuss, right? But you get us to talking back to each other. You get us to talking back to each other sooner or later, something's gonna slip out, but it can't come out unless it was in, huh? Out of the heart flows what? This is life. I mean, it's the word. We gotta own up to the word. So then, when it slip out, then your pastor gonna say, oh, that slipped. Satan, I rebuke you, it's too late to cow out the pastor already, huh? Ain't no sense saying that. Now, you already did. It's on your chart now. That's on your resume. Wherever you go, they're going to read your resume. So if you be cool and calm, collected, demonstrative, always to admonish one another, lift one another up, you're going to be all right. You ain't going to have no trouble. See, ain't no danger in the water that Jesus put us in. Ain't no danger in it. Christ put us in it. He going to bring us through it. I promise you, I got a parable. When Israel got to the Red Sea, mountains on both sides of it, that sea been there since the beginning of time. Because it was water before it was land. I know y'all know the Bible. And when Moses said, Lord, they on me now. They cussing me out, talking all kind of stuff to me. Told me we should have stayed in Egypt and had a decent barrier. He said, I don't know what to do. I throw my hands up, Lord. I don't know what to do no more. He said, son, Moses. Say, what's that in your hand? Lord, it's that rod that you had in Egypt. Told me to lay down and devour all them serpents up. He said, okay then. All right. Go on. Go tell them. Go tell them. Be humble. Shut their mouth up and listen at you. See, Moses walk up to the bank, stretch the rod out. And the Bible said, east wind, huh? Blew up on the water. In Habakkuk, God come from T-Man,
that's right.
Which means nowhere, out of the east. Huh? Out of the east. East wind, the wind come from the east. And when it came out the east, it just did what God said. When you come from where God said come from, you're going to always be right.
Amen.
But when you come from where you want to come from, you're always wrong. We got to come to that conclusion in life.
We don't come in the spirit.
Gotta come by God. So we walk in the flesh every day of our life. So you're saying, I'm Holy Ghost filled. That ain't got nothing to do. You're still in the flesh. I speak in tongues. Ain't got nothing to do. You're still in the flesh. That's just a gift coming out of you that God gave you. That's all that is. All of us got different gifts. But he say desire others, though. So I ain't going to take nothing away from the word. And so you just using your gift. Some of us use it right. Some of us use it improper. But it's still your gift. And guess what God won't do? God won't take your gift unless you give it away. What he gave you, when I was coming up there, you say, you're an Indian giver. Y'all know what that say, huh? The Indian will give it to you, come back and take it back from you. God don't play that foolishness. If he give you something, you can keep it. It's yours forever. So they say, we got a ballad here. And the next verse, that fourth verse say, we trying to wrong, say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Mighty through God, to the what? Pulling down a what? Our weapon, we ain't got no been on no battlefield fighting in the physical flesh. That's the work of the devil. Our warfare depending on Jesus, walking by faith, believing the word of God, walking in the word of God, talking in the word of God, living in the word of God. And when we do that, whatever we ask the Lord, he'll bring it to pass. In the book of James, the 5th chapter, I believe, he said, if there are any sick among you, and y'all help me out now, I'm trying to get educated. If any is sick among you, let him pray, call for the elders of the church, let them come and pray, you pray first, let them come pray second, and then anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that your faith shall make you whole. Do it like he said. Your sin, that's right, shall be forgiven thee, and then your faith will make you whole. Isn't that amazing? Good God Almighty. He's submitting. That man ain't submitting. So it ain't our fight. So when you see squabbles, hope not to offend anyone this day. I tell it like it is anyway. It's gonna be hard to whoop them anyway. Because the warfare ain't mine, it's the Lord. And I figure he's gonna cut you down. If you come at me, God gonna knock you down. I ain't gonna name the date, but church folks got in a fight recently at the church. I thought that was ridiculous. Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, tongue speaking, fighting. So evidently they was in the flesh. I'm just looking at what the book says. Because he said, it's not our battle. It's the Lord's battle. And God, now watch this, God is the Spirit. Though they worship him, must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. So if God's Spirit, so his warfare, the battle is in spirit. Do you realize today, in spirit, you don't have to say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Watch me now, listen at me good. I say the same thing, but I spoke in spirit. You didn't hear me this year, but God did. You see what I'm saying? Speak in spirit. What is spirit? The mind of God. Spirit is the mind of God. That's God's inner being. The spirit. That's the inner beings of God. That's the spirit. If somebody say, if they come tell me, Smith, don't you pray no more? I say, okay, no problem. I'm praying now. They can't stop me. They can't stop me. Don't y'all go around here believing Satan gonna whoop God. If you believe there's something wrong with you, you need to go pray and fast and repent quick before the man come and catch you with your work undone. He say, look, our power that we have on this earth, well, I know this hurts now. This hurts my preacher. The power that we have on this earth has been given to us to pull down strongholds. Where's the stronghold? Got some in D.C. over there. Huh? Y'all, see, I'm not afraid to tell the truth. It's right there in the book. I'm just giving you a literal place. In D.C. is a big old hole, stronghold in D.C. You got to vote to do right. Think about what I'm saying, y'all. Don't get upset with me. You got to vote to do right, and the Lord told you to do right, and now we got to vote on it? Feed the hungry? I got to vote on that? Open blind eyes, I got to vote on that? Cure the leprosy, I got to vote on it. Already been commissioned for me to go do that, and then I got to get a vote on it? Already got the authority. When Satan took one thing from us, dominion, Jesus brought back dominion, huh? Am I right? So we got it, what we need now, why not use it? Like sometime, and the Bible tells us always pray, don't never stop praying. Watch me now, watch me. Always pray. When I come to church and see you out of order, I ain't got to get on my knees and pray. All I got to do is come up and just say, Brother Coleman, move a little to the right. That's it. I'm through with that. I just did my job. What am I pray over for? I'm going to make him mad because I'm going to say, Lord, whoop him. Lord, bless him. How are you going to bless him? He's full of evil, and he's going to bless him. He can't do that. That's foolish. That's why I say the meek and the gentle. God honors and cherishes those people, the meek and the gentle people. Well, he's also say here, now some people I'm going to have to reprimand pretty good. But they don't want to listen. They're against what I'm saying. They're against what the gospel say. So I'm going to have to kind of be tough on them. And it ain't me being tough. I'm using the same word, but it's going to be tough on this one, and it is this one. Because this one obey, and this one disobey. So it's going to be tougher. When I was coming up, we almost knew. When I was coming up, you know what? I ain't know they had doctors. I'm serious, y'all. I ain't know they had no doctors when I was coming up. When I get sick, my dad and mother, listen to me good. I know they're in heaven, and they're looking at me right now. My dad and my mother was my doctor. Whatever happened was wrong with me, they fixed it. Now, how they did it, they must have talked to somebody greater than the doctor, huh? Evidently, that would happen. When I was suffering from asthma, to give me some relief, they took a wool piece, put some Vicks Salve stuff on it, heated it up and put it on my chest. And that wheezing just break. Isn't that amazing? And now they got about 40 different asthma medicines out now. It'll help you about 30 seconds. The next minute you're sick again, huh? But little Joe Lugano, the mighty clouds of joy, say, take everything to the Lord in prayer. That's amazing, ain't it? I like that, though. I like the missions of God. I like God's mission. Say, now let's go on. Casting down imagination. What is imagination? That stuff you're thinking about that ain't right. It ain't gonna work what you're thinking. It ain't of God what you're thinking. That you imagine that stuff. You got it on your mind, but it ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. It's casting down imagination. Watch this. And according to my Bible, say, and everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that come against what God said, we got to take that down. I'm reminded that Jesus himself, the Son of Righteousness, the Father of Righteousness, righteous of righteousness, he said this to the people, say, okay, say I'm all. Tear his kingdom down. But in 3 days, I'm going to build it back up again. Don't you know that Judite, that Jesus was a Judite too. He's a Nazarite too. Don't you know that Judite, when that Judite saved that, this is what people say, I know he lying now. He blasphemed, he lying. It took a thousands of years to build this stuff up, and now he say he's going to build it in 3 days. See, when you ain't of God, you don't understand the wisdom of God. Don't understand the mind of God. They were talking about a physical kingdom. Jesus talking about a spiritual kingdom that he already set up for us today that we can come. John 14 said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In what? My Father. What? And if it wasn't true, I wouldn't tell you about it. That's what he said. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't true. I want to prepare that place for you. He prepared it already. And we're on our way if we anchored in Christ Jesus. He said, you tear them things down and you come against the knowledge of God, you against God. And see, then he says, bring it into captivity. Every thought to the what? Obedience of Christ. Bringing into captivity every thought that's obedience of Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Every thought is obedience to God. Lord Jesus, if we stay with the word, see, this will happen. This will happen to our life. When we go places and say things, if we ain't right and correct what the Bible says, people can make us look bad and make you shame. But the book say, if you stay with what Jesus say, you can't be brought to no old shame no more. That's what the book say. You can't be made shame because you with the book. And the Spirit justifying you, that's what's in the book. So we got it made if we stay with God. We got it made. I thank God for you today. The fight is not yours. It's the Lord, and you got the victory before we start the race. It's not our fight, it's God's fight. But we have to hold our part of the banner up in order that the Lord come in and do the things that he said he need to do. I thank him every day of my life, life, health, and strength. I thank him every day of my life that he brought to my mind that I need to come to Jesus, which is the author and finisher of my faith. I need to come and tell him, not you, that ain't your business, tell him I've been wrong and I need to correct my life. And forgive me for my sin, my transgression, and he'll deliver me from them, all my sin. Maybe somebody right now desiring their heart to come to Jesus, which is the author and the finish of their faith. You need to come on now. Give your life to Jesus. He's going to fix you up like nobody else can. He's going to show you with love. He's not going to cut you down. Not going to run over you. He's going to lift you up. Is there one today that want to come and give their life to Jesus? He's able, y'all. He's willing. And he's saying, whosoever will, let them come. And if you come to Jesus, I dare you to go to him, because this way he said, if you confess it, your faults among one another, he'll forgive you from.
He's the Lord.
Is that one now?
There's nothing else for me. He's done enough.
My God, is that one? That one.
He's able.